14. What am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love resides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own. Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this one year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared. And thus you joined with me, so what I am are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us. We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother, and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth. Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice for God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds that join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy. We are the holy messengers of God who speak for Him, and carrying His word to everyone whom He has sent to us, we learn that it is written on our hearts. And thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God who thought He suffered. Now is He redeemed. And as He sees the gate of heaven stand open before Him, He will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. Lesson 351. My sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain, and which I choose to see, I will behold. Who is my brother but your holy Son? And if I see him sinful, I proclaim myself a sinner, not a son of God, alone and friendless in a fearful world. Yet this perception is a choice I make and can relinquish. I can also see my brother sinless, as your holy Son. And with this choice I see my sinlessness, my everlasting comforter and friend beside me, and my way secure and clear. Choose then for me, my Father, through your voice, for He alone gives judgment in your name. Lesson 352. Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God Himself. Forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love reflected in forgiveness here reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless, I have within me both the memory of you and one who leads me to it. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today. For I would love my own identity and find in it the memory of you. Lesson 353. My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose: to be given Christ to use to bless the world with miracles. Father, I give all that is mine today to Christ, to use in any way that best will serve the purpose that I share with him. Nothing is mine alone, for he and I have joined in purpose. Thus has learning come almost to its appointed end. A while I work with him to serve his purpose. Then I lose myself in my identity and recognize that Christ is but myself. Lesson 354. We stand together, Christ and I, in peace and certainty of purpose, and in him is his Creator as he is in me. My oneness with the Christ establishes me as your Son, beyond the reach of time, and wholly free of every law but yours. I have no self except the Christ in me. I have no purpose but his own, and he is like his Father. Thus must I be one with you as well as him. For who is Christ except your Son as you created him? And what am I except the Christ in me? Lesson 355. There is no end to all the peace and joy and all the miracles that I will give when I accept God's word. Why not today? Why should I wait, my Father, for the joy you promised me? For you will keep your word you gave your Son in exile. I am sure my treasure waits for me, and I need but reach out my hand to find it. Even now my fingers touch it. It is very close. I need not wait an instant more to be at peace forever. It is you I choose and my identity along with you. Your Son would be himself and know you as his Father and Creator and his love. Lesson 356. Sickness is but another name for sin. Healing is but another name for God. The miracle is thus a call to him. Father, you promised you would never fail to answer any call your Son might make to you. It does not matter where he is, what seems to be his problem, nor what he believes he has become. He is your Son, and you will answer him. The miracle reflects your love, and thus it answers him. Your name replaces every thought of sin, and who is sinless cannot suffer pain. Your name gives answer to your Son, because to call your name is but to call his own. Lesson 357. Truth answers every call we make to God, responding first with miracles, and then returning unto us to be itself. Forgiveness, truth's reflection, tells me how to offer miracles and thus escape the prison house in which I think I live. Your Holy Son is pointed out to me first in my brother, then in me. Your voice instructs me patiently to hear your word and give as I receive. And as I look upon your Son today, I hear your voice instructing me to find the way to you as you appointed that the way shall be. Behold his sinlessness, and be you healed. Lesson 358. No call to God can be unheard nor left unanswered. And of this I can be sure. His answer is the one I really want. You who remember what I really am, alone remember what I really want. You speak for God, and so you speak for me. And what you give me comes from God Himself. Your voice, my Father, then is mine as well, and all I want is what you offer me in just the form you choose that it be mine. Let me remember all I do not know, and let my voice be still, remembering. But let me not forget your love and care, keeping your promise to your Son in my awareness always. Let me not forget myself is nothing, but myself is all. Lesson 359. God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy, all prison doors are opened, and all sin is understood as merely a mistake. Father, today we will forgive your world and let creation be your own. We have misunderstood all things, but we have not made sinners of the holy sons of God. What you created sinless so abides forever and forever. Such are we. And we rejoice to learn that we have made mistakes which have no real effects on us. Sin is impossible, and on this fact, forgiveness rests upon a certain base more solid than the shadow world we see. Help us forgive, for we would be redeemed. Help us forgive, for we would be at peace. Lesson 360. Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. Peace to my brother who is one with me. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. Father, it is your peace that I would give, receiving it of you. I am your Son, forever just as you created me, for the great rays remain forever still and undisturbed within me. I would reach to them in silence and in certainty, for nowhere else can certainty be found. Peace be to me, and peace to all the world. In holiness were we created, and in holiness do we remain. Your Son is like to you in perfect sinlessness, and with this thought we gladly say, Amen.